say you were getting cataract surgery done. Who are you getting it with? Do you mind telling me that? I've got, I'm basically blind in one eye now, and the other one is not terrible, but I got to get it done.
I go through the VA, and now they've got this thing called Veterans Choice. I can refuse to go to Columbia and get it done and get one of their doctors or either a nurse practitioner do it. And they told me they could set me up with a doctor local here in Greenville or either in Spartanburg to get it done.
Appreciate that information. Unfortunately, it won't help me, but that's quite all right. And I hope you have good success in that. And the other gentleman, 91, bravo, brother. You just keep going.
Today, two next month. Hey, Wolf, in closure, let me give you this comment. Colonoscopy, I've had a few of them myself. There's no problems at all. But it's that stuff that you have to drink. Watch out for that. K1CJW is Glenn. I'll get back with you later, Wolf. Good night.
Yeah, get back with me anytime, any day. Yeah, it's just that my brother had called me right before the net started, and what are you doing tomorrow? I said, I ain't got nothing planned. He said, what? I'd like for you to come and get me and take me down to Greenwood to see some of my old friends before I kick the bucket. So I'm going to do that for him. And I'll say 7-3's rolling and good night. And anybody else out there wanting to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net or got a comment to make, please call K4OIM or net control. All right, at this time, I will file my net report electronically, so hold on just 1 minute. It took me so long to file the net report, but for some reason, my echo link wouldn't come down off of my computer, but I finally had to shut it down and reboot it. So at this time, I'd like to thank all of you that checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and really appreciate it. Be sure and check in tomorrow night with Gary, KI4DOS, and know he'll appreciate that. And with that, I'll say good night, and thanks again for checking in, 7-3. At this time, I'll return the repeater back over to normal amateur use.
KT4GFQ, this is KI4LZI4.
I just turned the radio off, decided, well, I'll turn it back on in case somebody's there, and there's my Andy.
Oh, sure, well, you'd better come back or not. I'm not here but being the repeaters where I am and with this HT. Even though it is storming overhead, I knew I wouldn't have any problems, but I didn't know if you was in the same situation down there.
Lightning, thunder, rain, or anything going on right now down here around Pelzer. But I'm glad to see any rain. We could use it. But you doing okay, Andy?
I don't remember. I can't remember if I told you or not. I probably have, though. About a couple of weeks ago, I messed up my foot. And right now, my travel, even on foot, is very limited, so I'm hoping by the time it comes time for the Ham Fest on the second Saturday in September, I'm hoping I'll be able to walk by then and be able to drive by then and maybe make it over there.
No, you hadn't told me about your foot and all, but I did my back again. I fell and I landed on something that was kind of pointed up. It didn't penetrate or anything like that, but it it messed up my ribs. And so I'm trying to get that, you know, healed up and all. Real painful right now, but I just say don't make me laugh.
KI4LZI portable.
Well,
I can't even bend it my right foot to wear that boot today I'm supposed to wear. I can't even drive, so I'm going to have to wait till this foot gets better. And I'm hoping by then it'll be better. I know in the meantime, it's all I can do just to keep going, even staying here at home, because it's playing havoc with my blood sugar.
Taking the blood sugar makes things heal slower and all. But I hope you get straightened out. I'm sure you will. September, let's see, this is June. July, August, yeah, you'll probably be all right. Anything new I need to hear about other than your foot?
You still haven't heard anything from UHF Jack. I know the last time I did talk to him on the phone, he was telling me to use UHF. You call him on UHF. That's what he kept telling me.
On UHF?
He told me, you know, I've got, even though with this blaze on the trees and this time of year, it's difficult to do under the best of conditions, but he told me that one time to give him, he'd be scanning. That's what he did last time I talked to him on the phone. And give me a call. He'd give me a call. Give him, I'll get it right. Give him a call on some of these UHF repeaters and he'd come back to me. That's what he told me the last time I talked to him on the phone.
Oh, help me figure out which UHF frequencies are good for me here. There are some that do have a base antenna, UHF, VHF base antenna. So I'm hoping it'll, I know it'll hit some. I'll just have to try to figure out what. So, and anyway, well, mercy, Andy, I didn't know you'd be on the radio, but sure enough, boy, I just turned it back on in time.
Since you're probably not as far as familiar with the UHF as I am, there's quite a few UHF repeaters that's linked into the WARN system, Wide Area Repeater Network System .org. You need to take and look that up and see which one's nearest to you, because you might be on one, but you'll hear yourself if you happen to be like that when I have the scanner on. Hear yourself on a dozen others, because there's a good many of them that's linked together over on the UHF side, not just the HART system, but the WARN system. It's back over toward Oconee County here in Pickens and parts of Anderson County.
I'll try to check in with that, and also I can run my scanner through UHF frequencies and be listening for him. And I do have a UHF radio here that works fine. I don't have it hooked up right now, but I'll go ahead and get that thing hooked up for the next week or so. It's a Yaesu ST5100, which is a dual band radio, but the 2 meter side got burned out. The UHF side is still works fine. I can listen on 2 meter, but can't transmit on 2 meter.
Well, he told me that, but that's what he told me on the phone last time I talked to him on the phone about that. To give him a call on some UHF machine around in the area, but if you're not familiar with how a lot of the UHF is around here, though, 3/4 of them are on a linked system around here. Whether it's the HART system, the WARN system, and some individuals up here where we are. We got, let's see, Mandel's got the 224-14 and the 442-400. They're linked together on the WARN system. And on our local net, he's got the 147-195 and 443-450 linked into that. So on the UHF side, you better do some deep examining, because on a lot of them there, you're on a linked system. If you haven't been on a long time, you might not be aware of what is and what ain't.
Saying, Andy, and I'll tell you, I probably have not transmitted on the UHF side more than just 3 times or so. So, something I need to get doing, I guess.
Just sister here's giving me a fit about something. She remembers hearing you on here many years ago when we would get on this machine here and talk, and Earl and some of them all would talk about, and you would mention on occasion about chasing your wife down the hall. My sister hasn't forgotten that, and she told me to let mention that to you.
Saying that, so your sister
kind of
like that, huh?
Because she right now was wanting me to remind you of that. She wouldn't get off my back about it. She remembers it well. She used to, like I say, she listens to it.
Name?
Kelly. She's Kelly Marie Morris. And pretty much a sense here. Mother's in bad shape, and with his foot like it is, and my diabetes, I'm in bad shape. So she's putting much ones at the caretaker around here and keeping us where we halfway continue to live.
Well, I'm going to start saying that again about chasing my wife down the hall, because I still do it. And I may be a little slower about it, especially right now, my back all messed up, but I'll start chasing my woman down the hall. That may make your sister, they're pretty happy.
I'd remember, though, when she remembers that about you, I just fuck the fuck.
I'll call my name.
I'm trying to talk between her and you. What did you say, John?
I heard mention my name in the background while you were talking to me. Well, let her know now that I'm a happily married man of 42 and a half years, okay?
She knows that much. Third party traffic.
A microphone and let her do some real third party traffic.
I'm nervous about that because she'll let things fly sometimes that might get my life secured from me, so I have to be very careful about that sometimes.
Her first name was Callie or Kelly?
Charlie Alpha Lima Lima India Echo. Callie.
I thought it was Callie, but I wasn't quite sure. Well, Callie, you behave yourself, hon. You know, we don't need you going on a rip with all sorts of things that might get your brother in trouble and him to lose his license and his radio. That'd be rough.
They talk before they think, and that's like I tried before to get them to get theirs. And
about that?
Like I tried getting them one time, I think, well, in a way, I'm glad they didn't take no interest because they wouldn't keep it long anyway till they lose it for some reason. That's silly, stupid.
Of course, that's not your responsibility, Andy. That's theirs. Everybody has a responsibility to talk appropriately and be cool and whatever. KG4GFU, I haven't done it in a while.
But you still have heard nothing out of JN4WDU, you still have you.
He would call or something. I miss Dewey. I'd like to go up there and see him sometime and see how he's doing and all.
KI4LZI Portable. Well, my sister has it in her brain. She well remembers when you and Dewey used to talk on here too, and she remembers that well.
Dewey and I had a good time, and one Saturday, I remember Dewey and me and David Stenson, maybe you can tell me if he went over to Bob's house, WU8D. We went over to his house and worked on microphones and antennas and radios, and that's a good old time.
Also remembers when WU8. You know, it's been so long since I about forgot his call sign. He used to live down there. I'm sure you remember. I'm sleeping now, getting what his call sign was. It's been so long.
About it for a minute. It was WU8D, Whiskey Uniform 8D. Bob. He was one of a kind. There wasn't another one like him.
My sister again relaying. She says she used to like to listen to all y'all here on this frequency late at night back years ago. She did, and when I'd be on there too, of course.
Have a good old days. I'd like for the good old days to come back again. Love to have Dewey and everybody back on here. Did you hear me? Is Dave Stinson, what was his call? Can't remember what his call was. Is he still among the living? Seems like I heard somebody tell me that he had died.
Well, I'm not sure which one you're talking about, but there's quite a few that's gone and quite a few we don't know and whether they're gone or not, but they probably are. Then, just like I was asking about here on the net here, I guess a week or so ago, about N4DIZ, Joel. I saw him over there at the field day site for the Buyers Club 2 or 3 years ago, where they currently hold their field day at, and they just live just up the road there from it, and come by there the other day, a few weeks ago. It didn't look like where he lived at the place was still. Let's put it this way, it didn't look as if though he might not be there anymore.
Did you say, N4DIZ, or, yeah, I think it was N4DIZ, Joel, you talking about him?
D-I-Z Joel, N4DIZ Joel. I heard him check in on this night as late as last year at one point in time, but I hadn't heard a thing out of him, and I checked with DJW, and he hadn't had him on the net since that time either.
I heard him recently, but I'm not bet my next social security check on that. But, I remember him checking a lot. He did a lot of little projects and stuff.
Yeah, because you probably hadn't been around as much as I have, Marston. But has anybody heard anything out of Dwight, KD4 USA, since, say, 2 years ago?
The last thing I heard was he had fallen head over heels for some woman and was going to get married. I don't know where they were going to live, but it was his place or her place or some other place. But that's the last thing I've heard on him. That was probably a year and a half ago.
I think you knew any more than I knew, but I would not think that I would ask around and see. I remember him too, but after he was chasing off in the Pacific after that woman that his daughter put him on to, whether he lives or he dies over there, I think he's over there probably to stay. We ain't going to hear any more out of it.
He plays the way he wants it and everything, and, oh, mercy. Anyway, he's a character for sure. But anyway, and I heard him say 100 times probably, wasn't ever going to get married again, wasn't no woman out there fit to marry, all sorts of stuff like that.
Last things he did say that I still remember, boy, he got off and left up here. He's going to go over there, be with a while, and work it out somehow, or where another way he can bring her back here. And you know, before he went over there, he about died anyway up there where he lived at. He was in such bad shape, so who knows if he ever made it back.
You got that right. Well, Andy, I'm going to cut her off for a while, or at least I'll be on the quiet side, as they used to say, for a while. And, but if you're still around, I'll holler for you, okay? You take care. Tell your sister to behave, and I'll see if I can find her a good, eligible man. Thank you.
Like I said, I can do this here in the lightning here where I'm at with this HD, but I don't know when it might change in other places, so. Boy, here I'm going blank again. KI4LZI Portal before I forget anything else.
4, LZIK4OIM. What are you doing up this late, Andy?
4LZI4, well, I'm frequently up this late. Either I'm monitoring the VHF, UHF, SAM bands, or I'm online listening to some of this stuff that's on some of these shortwave broadcast stations, like Bob Bearden, it's on 5950. And the other one, right now, I can't remember, he's on WRMI as well.
It's getting a lightning or thunder here. I'm up here on Lake Bowen. I-26 is right in my backyard out there, about 500 feet away. But we getting a whole lot of rain that we need. It started about the time I shut the net down, but there's no thunder or nothing.
When it comes to this repeater and here, it ain't too big of a deal when it comes to the lightning, but if it was something or else, other one that required fix station, I wouldn't be on here now. I wouldn't be. I
heard that the Greer Radio Club had started having face-to-face meetings starting this month. Back when I finally upgraded and got my general, I started going to the Greer meeting, and I asked Matt one night for an application to join the club, and it was after the meeting, and he ran out there to his car and got me an application out. I brought it home and went in there to fill the application out, and he gave me a paper with the directions to get to the field day event that year. And then after that's when the COVID hit, and none of them been having a meeting. And I had talked to Robert, WR8RW, about, it's too far for me to drive from up here to the Greenville Club. But I felt bad about using their repeater. And then after I got to be a net control operator, I really felt bad. So about 2 weeks ago, I went ahead and joined the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. But that's way too far for me to drive with my eyesight like it is. Maybe if I get these cataracts took off, I could do it. But I could go to the Greer meeting at 7 o'clock. It's usually over by 9. I think I'd be all right to make that drive, but I don't want to come down Wade Hampton over there all the way from Greenville after 9 o'clock at night.
KI4LZI4. The only thing I can say, I hope they keep the website halfway up to date. I know on our website over here, and I know our website needs some more updating too, but I'm not the one that's the head honcho in charge of that, so it's got some certain errors on it that needs to be updated. But on WX4PG.org, and you go to the area on it which says links, you go down through that and you'll find certain amateur radio clubs up here in the upstate. And best I recall, I remember the Greer Amateur Radio Club site was listed on that, I think.
I don't even know the frequency of their repeater. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know they had one until I heard somebody talking the other day about it. But I live up here off of Foster Road, and there's a guy about a half a mile down the road on the left, got a big old farm up there. He got a tower up and got a small beam on it. I mean a small beam, and it looked like a 2-meter ground plane on there. And I got home the other night. I went to Google
9349 zip code. And Andy, there's over 40 ham operators within a 3 mile radius around me. And I don't know any of them.
There's a kind of a mixture reason why some of that is. I know some hams have got their licenses, then about 3 years later, you don't hear anything out of them anymore. They completely lost interest. And there's others that'll tell you, like one told the EC of Abbeville County, why should I get into amateur radio? I can take this cell phone and call anywhere in the world with it. And since it was technically true, he got caught off guard. He didn't have a comeback for it.
That's true. I hear a lot of guys on here on Echo Link. This one guy over in England, he talks pretty regular on this repeater to a friend of his over in Greenville. And N0TR Tommy, he talks to him quite a bit. But I just don't get into that digital stuff. If I'm going to talk on the radio, I want to be on RF.
For business, online or something, I just go ahead and do a buyer between that check. But here on Tuesday night and Thursday night, I got other things, and I kind of leave those two things days open for RF pretty much. And that's when I do a lot of the checking in here by RF. And you was talking about the Rural Radio Club repeater. There are two meter machines on Paris Mountain. 146.940, tone 107.2. And I don't hold me for sure on this one because I can't even hear it from here and don't use it much. But they've got a UHF machine that's 443.350. Now, what the tone is on it, I have no clue, because I can't even hear it here. So I don't have it programmed in anything but the scanner.
These guys that get their license and everything, and a year or two later, you don't hear anything from them. When I got my novice license, I think there was 8 of us got our license at that one time. And all of them went out and bought the most expensive radio they could get. Well, I didn't have that kind of money. I was a heavy equipment operator. I had to work for my money, and I had a Hollercrafter SX99 receiver and a Johnson Viking transmitter. It had a VFO in it. I don't know how stable it was, but at the time, a novice was only able to operate crystal control, and I had a handful of crystals. And about a year later, one of the guys that was in the group with me, he sold insurance, and I bought insurance, life insurance from him, and he come by the collect my premium, and I asked him, I said, Tom, are you working any DX or anything now? He said, oh, man, I got out of that. Said, I took my radio to the pawn shop and pawned it. Never did go back and get it. And I bet out the 8 of us that got our license that day, as far as I know, I'm the only one that's still active on the radio. The rest of them has done got out of it.
As bad as it is about illegal equipment getting in illegal hands, that happens a lot. I've seen quite a bit of it out at the Pigeon Flea Market out here just after I got my license. And I found I'm trying to remember what was. I know it's still a little bit mad right now, but there's no tone board, so I just pretty much give up on it. Clag FM28 2 meter transceiver. I actually can do better with it than I can all this newer radio equipment I got for VHF. but there's no tone board in it. So there, where that hangs on that. And you ever get to that website about the old Hallicrafters and all that yet?
Oh, yeah. They even sell the grill cloth and the veneer to go on the old wooden ones. But, yeah, I've been checking them out.
All you people that's got that old equipment like that, you know, I see it. I don't have it, but to have some of that, you'll find that very, very interesting, as well as finding out things about it you forgot about.
Got that old Clint 2-meter FM. I've got one here that I buy a lot of stuff off of eBay or QTH or QRZ, where they say a tech special. I'll buy it for $20 or $30, and usually they hook it up backwards and blow the diodes out in it. But I've got one of them old Clegg's that's got the I've got the external tone board for it in here somewhere. I usually get them and fix them up, and some new guy get his license and trying to talk on a biofang or something, I'll just give him a radio.
I just by chance found that Clegg out there at the Pickens Flea Market, even though I had a Mark III Clegg that W4AKG gave me as a transceiver when I first got my license. He used to go out to flea markets a lot that time, and he gave that to me as my first transceiver. It had crystals in it for this one, 8-2. Let's see, there was a few others in there, but without a tone board, though, you're dead in the water, except for it had 5-2, 5-8, and 147-420. But that thing now is only good for hearing 8-2, and it's got 7-9 crystals for sassafras in it.
That way I got a full radio sax. What was it? HT202s. And this radio I'm talking on now is one of the old Yaesu CPU 2500s. It was the first radio that Yaesu come out with the microprocessor in it. And it's got the digitized hand mic on it. And I bought this thing off of QRZ. I think I paid $20 for it. And then I've got a Kenwood, I can't think of the model of it, in my truck that's a all mode, upper and lower side band, CW and all that, that I bought off of there that somebody had wired backwards. And I usually don't pay $20 or $30 for them. Not off of QRZ or QTH or eBay. I try to stay away from eBay. I bought one Kenwood off of eBay. The guy said it lit up, but he didn't have no other way of testing it. He didn't have a mic or an antenna. And I think I paid him $40 for that thing. And when I got it, the box was awful light. I opened it up, and it was a mobile radio cabinet. No guts, no nothing inside of it.
Yeah, in that kind of situation like that, you got to be real careful. This 028T I'm talking on right now, I got it, I think, down there at the Anderson Ham Fest down there. 4 or 5 years ago down there. I got a 404 over here for 70 centimeters, and I got also a 202 like this, but right now it needs some work done to it, so I'm pretty much using the 028T. And I like about the fact these particular makes, everything's interchangeable. Battery pack, speaker mics, everything. And that pleases me great. It's just that nothing now is like that no more.
About a week ago, with these little old cheap Balfang radios that got out, everything on them and a Kenwood interchanges. And I found this lady last week on Facebook up in Fairview, North Carolina. Her husband had died, and he was a ham operator, and she was waiting over a year to sell his equipment. And back when I first got interested in ham radio, when I was about 14, I ordered every catalog I could get, like from Lafayette and Allied Electronics. And Lafayette had it's called a DA-600 five-band receiver in there. And all I could do was dream about it. There was no way I could afford it. And I was in school, in high school. And this lady had one. I mean, it's in mint condition as far as the looks of it and all. It's got a hum in it. The filter capacitor in the power supply is bad. I've got it apart here on the table now. She had it and a HA-63. It's the old tube type. And it's in real good shape, except it needs to be recapped. And she had a Ken Pro KK-70 straight key on a marble base. And that's what I went to get. And she come out with all this other stuff. And I got a Pyramid Phase 3 20-amp power supply. I mean, all this stuff looked like brand new. And she told me the price on it. And I said, ma'am, I'm not here to cheat you. I'll give you a fair price for it. She said, well, that's what I want for it. And if you don't want to buy it, somebody else will. And my daughter was with me. And I went to box and stuff up. And my daughter said, Daddy, I feel bad about this. I'm going to give her an extra $100. And the lady refused to take it. She said, no, I gave him a price on the phone, what I wanted. She sold me all of it for $30 more than I was going to pay for the straight key, Andy, K4 OIM for ID.
4MZI-45D. Unfortunately, a lot of people that's around hams have no clue what this stuff's worth. No clue. Not anything, even if you had a brand new IC-7300 sitting right there. You know, it's brand new now, a lot of people go gaga for it. Unless they're deep into this hobby, or their spouse kept them up into this hobby about the value of it, they don't have a clue.
Into this net, the Ole Miss net, I thought it was something to do with Mississippi University, but it's old men's international single sideband net, and one of the net controllers on there, he had a FT950. It's a contest radio. I mean, this thing is loaded with everything you can get on it. And I said, well, I give him my phone number, and I call him, and or he called me, and I said, well, give me a price on it. And he told me what he wanted for it. And I could get, right now, I could get four times what I paid for this radio, Andy. But he was a net controller. And he was a contester, and he knew what the radio was worth. And he said, I'd just like to help you out. I've had a lot of fun with this radio. And Man, I wouldn't take nothing in the world for this thing.
Where hell's the guy portable? Well, if you ever aren't successful, the guy who you talking to other station about another tower, you be very careful with that thing. You know what happened to your neck there. And I read in QST of not a lot of people boom with tires and they make one goof up and that was it for them. I've seen it written up in QST like that.
My daughter keeps an eye on me. I'm not going to be climbing it. I've got two nephews. I'm going to get out here to help put it up. I'm going to get them to dig the hole here right at the gable of the house. I got my ham shack. I'm in a 32-foot camper down here that I've gutted the living room and kitchen. Everything in here is just ham radio equipment. You can't camp in it. It'd be good to go to the ham fest and stay in. I still got a bed back there and a bathroom, stove, and refrigerator. But I'm going to get them come up here and dig a hole and pour the concrete. And I'm going to stand it up, get them to stand it up here right at the gable of the house. And I'm going to put that Cushcraft Tri-Bander up there. I'll get them to do it. I'll supervise. No, I'm not about to fool with a climbing or anything like that, Andy. They told me if I fail or if somebody just hit me in the back, you know, like slap me on the back, hey, how you doing? And it could move one of them. That nerve that could shut my breathing down or either paralyze me from my neck. They told me to be careful and not jump off of a step or any such jolt like that. And I'm being careful. No, I'm not climbing no tower.
Don't see that for what I do. I get QST and I say I don't want at least every year. There's two or three in there where someone's made an error. And then they reported there is a silent key. And everybody has to be careful because as much as good as they do the tires, you make one error and you're not good at what you're doing. And amateur error then ain't going to do you any good anyway once you take it.
Before last, I'm not the last Greenwood ham fest. My daughter, she drove me down there, and I got out of the car. I still had my neck brace on, and this guy was standing there at the door smoking, and he had a neck brace on. He said, oh, I see you fell off your tower, too. I said, no, I had a stroke, fell out the door of my ham shack, and landed on my head, broke my neck. But yeah, he fell off his tower and broke his neck.
Well, anybody took, you know. I like it too. And I even, it would give from that tire. It never clear. If I had a 1,000-foot tire, like the tire that this repeater here is on up there on Caesar's head, it would never clear all these fuels that's around me here. It never would. This hole is that deep here where I live at.
Table Rock amateur, this guy that he was one of my equipment operators, and him and his wife got into it, and he wanted me to drive him around, and he took me up there to Table Rock to his mother's summer house, I guess you would call it, and they screened their porch, and they was spring in the backyard, and they had a pipe run from the spring into the house. The water ran continuously in that house. But man, I left it up there at Table Rock. But like you say, you can't get up over them mountains.
Old man confessed type of water it is. I've seen some old things out around here that should have been gone decades ago when they were set up like this. Well, I'm right here below this park off up here below this lake we were going down here where I am beside that. In fact, the only place that could be any worse as far as being a hole go would be up here below that grass mountain up here at Rock Bottom. Now, that place up here makes this place look good. Place like this here, in 5 DC, it don't matter. There's no way higher than the fresh one I can afford. Careful of the time enough to clear all these fields. Well, it's pretty much a simple thing. I ain't gonna be pulling these tires anyway.
That transmission and the one before it, you got a lot of static going on. I could barely copy it. So I'm going to say 73KI4LZIK4OIM. I'll be clear on your final, Andy, if I can hear you.
We'll talk again later. I'm glad. I figured you'd like that RadioBoulevard.com. KI4LZIK4.
It is starting to thunder and lightning here now. So 73, I'll talk to you later. I enjoyed the QSO.